This is Radio Kate here at the Radio Festival in Salford Quays in Manchester, and I have just caught up with and kidnapped Timmy Mallett. Now, that is actually quite exciting for me. I was pretty much your biggest fan when I was very small.
Aww.
And I used to watch you on Whackaday in the Wide Awake Club, and my dad used to fancy Michaela Strachan.
Yep.
And me and my friend used to do whack-a-waves out of the back of the car.
Yes.
With a little grid to say if people flashed their lights, waved at us. Some of them did whack-a-wave back.
Splendid.
And it's just such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thanks, Radio Kate. That's really nice. Nice. It's funny how those things have such a strong memory for us, isn't it? It's not the first time I've heard it, and I really like hearing it because you put an idea out and think, I wonder if anybody's going to pick up on this. Not only do they pick up on it, they remember it 25 years later.
Can I tell you something really, really, really embarrassing?
Go on.
I was such a big fan of yours that when I was 7, we got a cat and I called it Timmy.
That's a very nice name for a cat.
And it lived for 17 years, and then people were like, that's a bit of a strange name for a cat. Why is it called Timmy? And I'm like, oh, no reason. I just thought it was a nice name.
Aww. I'm delighted to be named after a cat.
So you've had a pretty interesting career, haven't you? Can you walk us through some of your highlights?
Highlights are every day. They're every day. This is a highlight today, being at this radio festival and meeting people and talking about creativity in Manchester at Piccadilly in the 80s. That was good fun. I enjoyed my radio days. I've enjoyed my TV days. I've enjoyed my recording days. Currently enjoying being an artist and selling my paintings all over the country. I like the variety. I like the creativity.
So whatever you're doing always has a creative streak through it.
I hope so. That's the idea. And as long as we learn something new every day, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. Now, I mean, this is a radio festival. A lot of, you know, very firm radio fans here. And you've done a bit of both, radio and television. If you were made to choose, which would it be, radio or television?
Probably TV.
Really? Why?
Now, you see, you weren't expecting me to say that. And I've had a little pause and a little think about it.
Is that just because I told you that I'll name my cat after your television stuff?
Well, it's got pictures, it's got sound, and it's got all sorts of things. Radio has wonderful imagination, and I think they both have a place, and I think they're both important. And I've loved doing both radio and TV. I've really enjoyed it. Tend to be with TV that you can't do it on your own. You have to have a team of people around you. You can do radio on your own, but it's better with a team. It's always better working with other people. Because other people will take your idea and make it that much bigger and better and brighter.
I mean, with television, as you were saying, if there are bigger teams, probably more people to argue with to get your ideas on screen. I mean, how much of your creativity, you know, was it that we were seeing on screen, and how much of that was kind of put upon you?
No, I don't think anything's ever put upon you. That's never the case. It's always what you see is, that's who we are.
Do you think it's still like that?
Has moments, doesn't it?
I think they're kind of fewer, you know, further between, I think, on television anyway, no?
No.
Disagree, why?
I just disagree.
You can't just disagree, you have to have a reason.
Because it's,
come on, justify
it's Tuesday
yourself.
And it was my birthday yesterday, and that's a good enough reason.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
What did you get for your birthday?
I got a lamp which changed colour. I got 2 bottles of beer, and I got a candle holder shaped like a reindeer. And a little snowman. And a birthday cake.
That's very nice.
There you go.
That's
had a
very
good day,
cool.
Didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did, yeah. Very good. Was it a big birthday?
No.
Did you do any karaoke? Did you sing any of your hits?
I do that every day, regardless of birthday.
Is that your morning routine?
Yeah, it's something like that. So I'm really glad you remembered Whackaday. It's a real pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival.
I will do. One last thing. Do you remember, before you did Mallett's Mallet, you used to do the quick thing where you ran through the rolls really, really, really quickly, and then you do make everybody at home go blah, blah.
Yeah.
Do you remember it? Can you do it for us?
Mallett's Mallet's Word Association game where you mustn't pause or hesitate, repeat a word or say a word I don't like, otherwise you get bashed over like this or like this, and then one of the most bruises loses, look at each other and go blah.
Perfect. Perfect, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Cheers, Kate. Can I take a picture to go with it?
Yeah, go on.